Let's do it. We watched the movie we're going to talk about is How to Be a Man, and it's on Netflix right now. It's streaming. Definitely check it out. So the two main actors are Gavin McInnes. He's the main character, and a kid by the name of Liam Aiken. Kind of looks like a poor man's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, maybe, 15 years ago. The movie was great, as far as I was concerned. I know you liked it. Let's go tomato meter. So on Rotten Tomatoes, the critics haven't scored it yet, which is the first movie I've ever seen. It came out in 2013. It's an independent, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But the audience is given it a 92%, and that's at a 77 rating. So pretty good hour and a half movie. Do you want to go into what the gist of the movie is without giving away the ending?
Yeah, pretty much. This guy, ex-comedian, he has breast cancer, male breast cancer, and he decides he's going to film a documentary for his unborn son to teach him, the unborn son, how to be a man. So he puts up a post on Facebook, and this young kid, 20-year-old kid, answers the post and decides to help the guy film the documentary, and then antics ensue as the documentary is filmed, and the main character, Gavin McInnes, ends up teaching not only his unborn son how to be a man, but also this 20-year-old kid how to be a man.
Yeah, I thought it was great. So it starts out, we'll give you a quick taste of the scene. He gets his kid, and what he wants to do is he wants to start out at, like, he doesn't want to go through, like, baby stuff. He wants to start out, I think he says, around 6. So they go,
yeah.
He meets this kid, and this is kind of sets the tone for the way this is going to go. He's carrying around a sign. It's a wooden stake with a big white sign with big black letters on it. So they go to a schoolyard kind of park thing, and he hammers a sign into the ground, and on the sign it says, "I'm not a pedophile." And he's got binoculars, and they're staring at these boys. And the point is, he's trying to find, like, bullies, and so he can teach the kid about bullies. But as he gets, the kid gets older, as he starts, like, teaching older things, he starts, like, talking about drugs, how to pick up chicks. And I thought it was unbelievable. It was so fun. My wife didn't want to watch it, and, I don't know, 5 minutes in, when they start talking about you can't get pregnant once you're pregnant, that scene where she's talking about guys jizzing in her all day, she was cracking up. Like, the movie's hysterical. For an hour and 20 minutes, you got to make time to watch it. I would probably give it a 90, 92, like what it's getting now on Rotten Tomatoes. The ending makes you appreciate it a bit more comedically also. So while there's this looming cancer, he's dying, he doesn't have much time to go, I think the comedy is weaved in and out of that very well, and the ending is perfect.
What's great is there's so many good indie movies out there, but without, unless you're really tapped in the film industry, you don't know which ones to watch. I mean, you won't work full-time jobs. It's hard to commit yourself to a two-hour movie unless you know it's going to be good. This movie was recommended to me highly by my roommate, and it turned out to be awesome. And it's just, this Gavin McInnes guy is amazing. I'm surprised he hasn't had a film career before this. He obviously has had some stand-up experience. I know I've seen him on some Fox shows doing commentating, and I read his Wikipedia page. I guess he started that Vice magazine.
Oh, he was one of the Vice guys.
Yeah, I don't think he's still a part of the company, but yeah, as you probably know, the way people know Vice these days is through the HBO news documentary show.
Yep.
Which is excellent, by the way. So it seems like he's a real creative guy who's done a lot of different things over the last couple decades, and I hope he does more movies because, without giving too much away, I mean, the movie is just basically based around him and his comedy. They actually were able to weave into his comedy a great story around it. A lot of times you'll see these comedy movies with stand-ups where they just loosely throw together a story and just let him do jokes the whole time.
Right.
Well, this is a good story. Actually makes sense, and it just plays right to his strengths with him just making observations, very Jerry Seinfeld-esque observations, but with a very hipster, very modern twist.
Yeah, including about a 10-minute scene on the proper way to eat a pussy. Which, when I say 10 minutes, I'm pretty sure it was, I mean, I didn't time it, but it was about 10. And, by the way, it was in the middle of a bar. He starts explaining it, and people start gathering around. So he's doing this in front of a crowd. One of the funniest scenes I've seen in a movie in a really long time.
No doubt. In a movie filled with great scenes and great comedic parts, that takes the cake. I mean, you will see this movie, and you always remember...
Yeah, so do yourself a favor too and check out, go on YouTube and look for the Red Band trailer of this if you don't have Netflix, so you can at least get a taste for it and see if you can find it. I mean, you're not going to find it in Redbox. I don't think they're going to carry it, but definitely if you have Netflix, get it, and if you don't, figure out a way to watch it. I'm sure there's other ways to do it, but it was a great movie, and guys, your wives will love it. You'll think it's funny too.